Grandma.
She can hear you, honey. Just stand back here. She wants to hear the baby too.
Grandma.
Are you talking? Get up, stand up, Michael, and talk about kindergarten.
Can you like me? Come on.
Look at the baby. The baby's holding her own bottle. Michael, talk about kindergarten.
Grandma. Grandma.
She's right there. Now just tell her about kindergarten.
Also something else. I can do a backward somersault and a front somersault. I go to kindergarten. I can ride the bike. Without training you.
Where did you go today?
Down to Zane's house and back.
Nuremberg. We went to Nuremberg to pick up the new contact lenses at the Nuremberg Hospital, right? Right?
And you know, also Army Hospital, too.
The Army Hospital.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, Jeffrey wanted to say something.
No, I want to go to tomorrow. Grandma!
What do you want her to do, answer you?
Grandma.
Jeffrey, you have to stand over there and act like Grandma. You say,
sorry.
Uh-oh, you pinching the baby?
I said I'm sorry, Grandma. You know what? Our dad is Jeffrey talking, Jerry talking, Allison.
Allison just dropped the bottle.
Me too. I don't drink a bottle. Yeah,
a little bit more.
I drink a bottle too, Grandma. Hey,
you would like to drink a bottle. The big baby.
Michael, when I go up the sidewalk on my bike, sometimes I pop big wheelies and it hits my back wheel and I bounce right back down.
Michael, tell Grandma what happened when you tried to pop a wheelie, remember?
Michael tried to pop a wheelie and he started crying.
No, Michael popped a wheelie and he fell on his head and I had to come home from
Michael
work.
Michael popped a wheelie and he fell on his head and Daddy had to come home from work and
I think I think they heard me, yeah.
How did that fall? What
happened to him? He popped a wheelie or was he trying to ride one-handed? Anyway, he fell. Remember, you said you tried to pop a wheelie the first day you were riding your bike, the second day, and you fell on your head, and I came home from work.
How did I?
I wish I knew.
But how did I fall on my head?
Off of your bike, of course. You fell off of your bike onto the ground.
My bike fell?
Stand up if you want to talk. Your bike fell, yeah.
I don't
want
to tell her that. Because it's already.
Be high scoop, Michael.
I'm Mike Cooper Patrick. That's all my name.
Be off this too. Stand up, Michael. I want to ask you a question. Be off this too.
See ya, Grandma. Hello, Grandma.
What does that mean, be off this too?
How old am I? Be off this too.
Jeffrey, be off this too, Jeffrey. You can't, you have to talk in the microphone, huh? The nose fell off of the bear, Jeffrey.
Michael,
fell off all by itself. Michael didn't have anything to do with it, I bet you. Jeffrey, you want to...
Oh, Michael, you kissed me right there.
Allie. Here comes Mom.
What bear?
Come on, Mom, you have to get on the tape recording. It's almost over.
I'm sorry,
well, come here. It's almost over.
This is Mommy.
Come here and say hello to the tape recorder.
Hello, tape recorder. You
have to get closer, Mom. I talk louder. Mommy, you can't stand you
in the
camera.
Okay,
Michael.
How does
it end up? Please
don't touch that. Okay. Jeffrey, your turn. Michael, quit. Jeffrey, the moderator.
Okay.
Oh, that was Allison burping. I don't know if the tape recorder heard it.
And I like school.
What do you do? Who is your teacher?
Miss Messer.
Mrs. Messer.
I think I already told you that.
Maybe not. What do you do now that you're in the second grade?
My best friend is Kevin Lester. Mark.
Kevin? Those are my three best friends. And what do you do in school? What do you learn?
I do my math books. When the teacher says it's time to put our math books up, everybody says, boo, like that.
Because everybody likes math.
Because everybody likes math.
Are you good at math?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like best?
I'm good at math.
Do you like reading or arithmetic or writing? Or what do you like best?
Math.
How about reading?
Math. I like math best.
But you seem to like reading.
Yeah, but I like all of them.
How about funny books?
Those are my best things. But I almost have about 19, and I read them all.
1,100.
Now I have to sell them all to the thrift shop, and they give me money for it.
Explain that. The thrift shop.
Thrift shop.
About the funny books, yeah.
Thrift shop.
Explain the thrift shop.
Michael's saying the nose of the bear just fell off, and there's some bear nose that's torn off with the big bear nose.
Torn off.
Torn off with the big bear nose. And the thrift shop is where they have a lot of things that are new and some are old. We gave our movie camera in, and now we're going to see if somebody didn't buy it and we want to buy it again.
Well, if nobody bought it, we'll take it back. Because we wanted to get a better movie camera.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't yet. Nobody seems to want
to
buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Allie. Okay, what about funny books in the thrift shop?
And you give, they have about 1,000 funny books laying on a shelf. And,
I think you are dirty, Allison.
And,
that's cool. And you, they let you trade them.
And you can trade them or you can buy them with money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of other things. Baby carriages.
We found out about the library, too.
We found out about the library. There's a whole bunch of books, and one book we got was about experiments.
Go on. What kind of experiments?
A whole bunch of experiments. Some were with magnets, some were with water, some were with soap.
Mm-hmm. Look at Allie.
One we did was, it was, you get a bowl and you put some water in it and then put the pepper and then put soap in and all the pepper runs to the other side. Then you put a whole bunch of sugar in and it comes right back.
What then?
The pepper.
Right. You take a bowl of water and you put pepper on the top, right? The pepper's all over the top of the water.
Right.
Then you pour in what?
Soap.
Soap. Then you need to just take a piece of soap and touch it to the water. And all the pepper runs away from the soap. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you take a spoonful of sugar or two or three spoonfuls of sugar and put it in the water, and then the pepper goes all over again. Right?
Right.
That's it. We did that.
We did another one.
Allie's going to laugh again.
I'm
going
to laugh. Maybe you're going to laugh again. Allie. Oh, no nap. No nap today, Allie. Allie. Peek.
Why did I
put a nap? Oh, she didn't laugh that time. Maybe she'll laugh another time.
Allie, you're gonna laugh.
I think she stinks in her pants.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe she didn't, because sometimes when she changes her diaper, she just smiles. She says,
oh. That's right, Santa. Are you going to laugh?
Laughing.
She's laughing, but she's not laughing out loud.
She isn't laughing out loud, but she's smiling.
That was Zelly.
I hope we'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, I think we will. Her neck is very ticklish. I touch her neck and
her neck is very ticklish. You touch her neck and you, like, you're kissing it and she smiles and smiles and smiles and smiles like that. Like now that's what he's doing.
Everything I say, Jeffrey has to repeat, so it goes into the tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Well, you didn't repeat that.
Yeah, didn't
you have to do that? I don't really have to repeat everything.
Touch her neck.
Yes. I do.
Tell Grandma who was lying in the baby's bed the other day. Mm-hmm. First,
Michael was, we had a big baby. Someone's big baby lying in the bed, and his name was Michael.
With a big bobo in his mouth.
And a big bobo in his
mouth. Who was it, Michael?
Michael doesn't know who it was, because I think it was Michael.
And then who was the bigger baby that was lying in the bed?
And then it was me lying in the bed.
Right.
Yeah, he put me in the bed.
Michael's looking for his bobo now.
Michael's looking for his bobo now. I found it.
He has it in his mouth.
Big teeth.
Michael, you're going to unplug your tape recorder.
And
we have an American pacifier, which Michael uses.
And because the baby doesn't
like it. The baby doesn't like it. So we bought a German bobo, which they call what? Die Schnula.
Schnula.
Yeah. Michael doesn't really use it, except whenever he's thinking about it, which is like once a week when we tease him about it, he'll get it out and put it in his mouth for a minute. Okay. He doesn't really use it.
Michael, he's going to crush
that flying. Okay. We had to get a new rocking chair. Tell him why we had to get a new
rocking chair. We had to get a new rocking chair because Daddy didn't put it on right.
That's not right. You're not supposed to tell fibs.
No, I wasn't telling a fib.
We bought a rocking chair in June and it was defective.
Okay.
It didn't work right. It wouldn't stay together. So we took it back to the PX and they gave us a different one.
No, you didn't give it enough screws. They didn't give it enough screws,
That's not why, because it wouldn't stay together.
That's
so now we have a different one and it's working fine.
Uh-huh. We bought it.
Now he's kicking the bed. What are you kicking the bed for, girl? Huh?
We bought a little thing that's like a bed. It's blue at the bottom.
Stand up and talk. It's a car bed.
And it's a car bed.
Yeah, it's a car bed.
And then we have a seat for a car that you can tie into the car. And
that's a car seat.
That's a car seat.
Yeah. And then she has a pumpkin seat, too.
And then she has a pumpkin seat, too.
And also a car seat.
And she's got lots of clothes because people gave us clothes. People over here who have daughters gave
and
us
people
clothes.
People gave us clothes. Because they have little daughters and they don't fit them, so they give it to us sometimes.
Yeah.
And also, our landlord, she gave us a present.
Right, for the baby.
Us and a comb.
Tell her what the landlord is doing to the house.
The landlord's making a wall all around the house. And on the balcony, there's a big pile of dirt. It's all flattened.
Not on it.
It's not on the balcony, but it's right by the balcony.
And, what was that? He's building up the yard, and he's building a concrete block wall all around the house. And he's building a garage.
Daddy said they were trying to make the one on the sidewalk on the public street, and at school it wasn't public. Daddy said they were trying to make it faster, and they're already finished at my school, and then not finished on the public street.
Oh, he's talking about the Waldbittelgrün. They were tearing up the street and they were going to put a new sidewalk down, and they're still not finished. They've been doing it 2 weeks.
At school they started before and they're finished already.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking on it.
Sometimes they go rather slowly in public works.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have anything else to do. They don't want to finish.
And they block everything up. Sometimes they block it, says no winter. You have to go around them.
Yeah, Umleitung.
And once our bus...
What does Umleitung mean?
It got stuck.
What does Umleitung mean? Umleitung. When you see a sign that says Umleitung, what do?
Explore.
Detour.
detour, not explore.
He knew what it was, but he didn't know the English word.
Right.
And Michael's forgetting all of his Spanish. Today I tried to get him to count to 10 in Spanish, and he kept saying, "Es Nick for Saya." I mean,
I don't understand.
But that's in German.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "How do you say 5 in Spanish?" He says, "Es 5, Nick." That means I don't know. And then I said, "How do you say 10? And he says, "10." And that's 10 in German. Michael speaks German pretty well from kindergarten. Jesse speaks it pretty well from his friends.
I can speak German
all
the way up
to 100. How do you say bicycle in German?
Rad.
How do you say scooter?
Roller.
Roller? How do you say, where are you?
Wo
bist du?
Wo bist du?
How do you say, I'm going home?
Ich gehe nach Hause.
Ich gehe nach Hause? Jawohl. How do you say babysitter in German?
Babysitter.
It's the same. It's like English.
Babysitter, okay.
Talk over here, they won't be able to hear you. They don't have a word for babysitter. In fact, they don't have a word. They have a word for baby, but they use English. They say, kleines baby. Say, wie ein kleines baby. Okay, haben Sie? Because you have such a little baby. Everybody who sees Allie says, oh, schön.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wie alt is, how old is she?
Okay.
Drei Monate.
3 months.
And they say, oh, kleines baby, schönes baby.
And when I walk,
up here and talk.
I'm walking.
Jeffrey's trying to lie on the floor and talk in a tape recorder, which is up in Allie's bed.
And when I'm walking to school, somebody
you walk to the bus stop.
And they say, "Du gehst zu kindergarten?" That means, are you going to kindergarten? I say, nein, zweite Klasse.
Right,
and that means, no, second grade.
Right.
They say,
ich gehe zweite Klasse.
And they always think I'm here, and I say, ich bin sick.
Look what is in the doorway, Allison. You're going to scare the baby.
In the doorway.
Ah. We've been reading about Erich von Däniken, and he thinks that people came from outer space. I think one of them just walked in Allison's room. Look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.